rubbish.
I know that I wanted to join the diplomatic corps, partly because I loved languages and stuff like that, and I was just basically told that that wasn't really going to happen. It wasn't a feasible option. So I think there was this notion that the lucky ones might work, and I think that's partly what was behind this kind of drive for you've got to be 10% better than everybody else if you're going to succeed. Well, a vague hope, perhaps, that at least some of us might get some sort of job. And so there was this kind of tension between not entirely believing that we would all be able to work, and at the same time trying to pull us towards work and towards having a career of some description. But I don't think any of us were expected to do anything big in the world of work. It would have been that we were expected to become a civil service clerk or something, and then we would be content with our lot for the rest of time.